Fresno.
The Juice Crew on B95.
My hip hop, my music.
Jason. I don't understand.
Music news.
Here's what's going down.
Here's what's going down.
Time for your daily dose of Juice Crew music news and entertainment gossip.
Ah, so sad to report, but the Ultimate Warrior, I'm talking about WWE, WWF's Ultimate Warrior, has passed away. This, according to WWE. Sad news, he was only 54 years old.
You know, a lot of those guys, they end up dying young because of the steroids and the many drugs they've taken throughout their career to keep their bodies in shape. And we're not sure exactly how he died. We know that he was...
It was sudden. What happened was, this is a report from TMZ, by the way. They said that he was going to his hotel with his wife, walking to his car, from the hotel to the car, where he just, out of nowhere, collapsed.
So just a collapse. Was it a heart attack? Was it a stroke?
They have no update on that yet. The last update was what happened, which him leaving the hotel to the car.
Right.
That was the last that they have as an update. They really don't have no exact... reason as to what it was, but I'm assuming it had been some sort of heart attack.
And see, here's the thing. We all understand that wrestling is fake, if you will. We understand the entertainment factor of it.
Yeah.
But what people don't realize is the toll that it takes on their bodies, the toll that it takes on their lives. I mean, daily grinding, wrestling, bending their bodies in different ways, banging their bodies against each other, against the ground, doing the different moves and the different drugs they take to keep their bodies in shape. Not saying that they still do those drugs, but it was very prevalent in the 70s, 80s, even early 90s to continuously do those drugs. So that way, when they went on stage, because that's exactly what it is when they get in the ring, they go on stage, they want to seem super fit, and they're ready to go and bigger beyond belief. But I'll tell you this, it is sad news because he was just inducted into the WWE/WWF Hall of Fame, and Ultimate Warrior was one of my favorite, I'm not going to lie.
And you said this just happened, right? It was Sunday when
it was Sunday.
Man,
and then,
so sad.
If I'm not mistaken, he also went in the ring on Raw, which was Monday night.
Oh.
So then he performed on Monday night in the ring, and then he collapsed Tuesday. So everything was so sudden. It really was. And, you know, it's unfortunate because, again, like I said, I was an Ultimate Warrior fan. I liked Ultimate Warrior.
You know, I think I wonder sometimes, like, do they feel something before? You know, maybe he was having issues a couple days before when he was having some sort of pain. And then,
right.
So to us, it may seem sudden, but, you know, does a wife know he's had some issues? I think eventually it'll all come out, especially because he was such a legend now. Is such a legend.
Right.
That I'm sure we're going to get more out of this story, which is just, it's so sad. A few people have already, celebrities have already tweeted about this. Triple H took it to Twitter to say, saddened to announce the passing of the Ultimate Warrior icon, a friend, my sympathy to his wife, Dana, and his daughters. Hulk Hogan also reached out on Twitter. He says, Warrior's greatest rival. Rest in peace, Warrior. Only love, HH.
Oh, man.
So sad. You can check out more of these tweets up on B95.com on Air Juice Crew, where you also find an update on 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz. We talked about this a few days ago. You know, he was being charged on drug possessions, and actually what it really was is codeine.
Sipping on that scissor.
You know, I get it. Most rappers, most celebrities do the scissor, but why take it to the LAX? Why take it to the airport?
You know, it's a situation where you gotta be smarter than that.
Yeah.
You have to say to yourself, am I really gonna be able to get through security with some drugs?
With some scissor. I mean, even if it was in his cup.
Right.
They wanna know what's in your cup.
Yeah, you gotta pour all that out before you walk through the security gate.
I'm just shaking my head. But yeah, he has finally been charged last week. So this happened way back in last year. So, I mean, it's barely coming out now. He's going to court. He's facing up to 3 years in prison if convicted. So that's a lot of years, I mean, for codeine. But
yeah, 3 years for cough syrup, not a good look for you, 2 Chainz.
Maybe they're just trying to prove a point. You know, this has got to stop, and maybe they want people or celebrities to stop doing this, and that's why they're giving him this much time.
Very well could be the case.
So good luck to him. And last but not least, to wrap up your entertainment news and gossip, I know you used to watch Game of Thrones, so how did you... I mean,
you know, I'm a big fan of Game of Thrones. I watch it every single week. As a matter of fact, just watched the season 4 premiere that just happened this past Sunday.
Yeah.
Season looks good, very exciting. Everyone that I talk to that likes Game of Thrones is going, man, this is going to be a good one.
Well, this Sunday's episode actually broke records, 6.6 million viewers.
Nice.
Making it HBO's most watched telecast since 2007 series of The Sopranos, which I didn't even catch up on that one either. Man, I just suck at watching TV.
You got to catch up on TV, especially with your on-demand game.
Which I can. I need to find the time. But we got the full stories right now up on B95forLife.com on Air Juice Crew if you want to catch up on that.
All right, so on the way, Adrian Marcel says, Stage, the Gemini, 2 a.m. We'll also do Drake Started From the Bottom. Now we're here. We'll do that for you next right here with the Juice Crew. It's B95 on a Wednesday. Look at you, excited. And my man D Soto's going to be on the turntables for the 7:30 wake-up call. That's coming up in minutes as well.